محمد حسني مبارك تخليه عن منصب رئيس الجمهورية
abandoning the he Mr. Hosni Mubarak abandoned the presidency and asked the Supreme Council of the Army to organize and control.
Some difficulties there. The Vice President Omar Suleiman was making a statement there from the presidential palace. We talked to you about it a little bit earlier on. I wonder what happened. We lost him there. Omar Suleiman, Vice President of Egypt, saying that Hosni Mubarak abandons the presidency. Just to make sure if the president has indeed step down, the Vice President Omar Suleiman speaking from the presidential palace, I think, saying right there that Hosni Mubarak has abandons the presidency. John, let's listen into the rest of his statement there. Okay, we seem to be having technical difficulties listening to the statement by the Egyptian Vice President Omar Suleiman, the man who was appointed Vice President by Hosni Mubarak since the protests began some 18 days ago. He's making a statement. One thing that we have been able to hear in that statement, Hosni Mubarak abandons the presidency. Omar Suleiman, his own vice president, saying that. I hope we'll be able to listen into the rest of that very crucial statement at this very crucial moment in Egypt's history. Day 18 of the protests. Millions of people have been taken to the streets over the past 18 days, staying out there waiting until the president steps down. They have made their demands clear. They want the president, Hosni Mubarak, as well as the rest of the people in the regime to step down. People are cheering indeed in Cairo, Liberation Square, the focal point of the protests in the past 18 days. I wonder if, well, definitely they are cheering at the news that the president has indeed stepped down. As explained before, the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces will be administrating Egypt until a new government is in power. Osman Bakhashi is a political analyst speaking with us from Beirut. Thank you so much for being with us. Your reaction to this latest news? Osman Bakhash, if you're hearing me, political analyst in Beirut, tell me what it is you're feeling in your heart about this moment. You can see the jubilation in the Egyptian capital, Cairo. People cheering at the news just announced by the Vice President, Omar Suleiman, that the president has abandoned the presidency. He has stepped down, leaving the country for now to be administered by the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces. Public pressure has finally worked. It has eventually forced Hosni Mubarak, who until last night had remained defiant and said that he would stay in power until the presidential elections in September, to step down.